You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up after 7, Ken Rudin is back with this week's edition of Political Junkie. Tonight, President Obama, Clinton, Sanders, Warren, and more in a big week on the Democratic side of the presidential race. That's tonight after 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, Hillary Clinton has secured enough delegates to make her the presumptive Democratic nominee.
Since she clinched the delegate count, she's begun racking up endorsements from some pretty big names like President Obama and Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Now there's a lot of talk about those endorsements, potential vice presidential picks, and taking swipes at Donald Trump on Twitter. She'll also kick off her general election campaign here in Wisconsin next week. More on that a bit later.
And we want to hear from you on this. Were you surprised by the endorsements? How do you see the campaign shaping up? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
Joining us now is Joanne Bamberger. She's been following Hillary Clinton's career. She's a political journalist and the author and editor of Love Her, Love Her Not, The Hillary Paradox. Joanne, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee, not official, of course, till the convention. But here's a listen to President Obama officially throwing his support now behind Hillary Clinton.
For more than a year now, across thousands of miles in all 50 states, tens of millions of Americans have made their voices heard. Today, I just want to add mine. I want to congratulate Hillary Clinton on making history as the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done. And I say that as somebody who had to debate her more than 20 times.
President Obama there endorsing Hillary Clinton officially. So, Joanne, the question coming out of the primary has been, if it's Hillary Clinton, will Democrats who supported Bernie Sanders end up uniting around Hillary Clinton? From what you're seeing this week, that effort from President Obama, do you think that's going to happen?
You know, if you had asked me that question last week, I would have had a different answer. But my answer today is, I think, yes, that will absolutely happen. Two reasons. You saw the president have his meeting with Senator Sanders, Vice President Biden meeting with him, really talking with him to give him the respect that he's due, but also, I think, really talking with him about where we need to go given the electoral landscape right now. And when you look back at 2008, I remember very well I was a Hillary Clinton supporter then. And, you know, there were so-called, you know, PUMAs, Party Unity My, AFFF, supporters who said at this time in the campaign that they would never support Barack Obama. And, of course, that happened. And so I think given what's at stake, given who is running on the Republican side, I think those supporters of Bernie Sanders will, in the next couple of months, come around to support Hillary.
Now, you've looked a lot at Hillary Clinton's career, this new book. You're looking at people's attitudes toward Hillary Clinton. Some people, obviously, big fans. She's generated a lot of negative ratings from conservatives on the one hand, from liberals on the Democratic Party side or affiliated with the Democratic Party on the other. Why do you think she has this strong, maybe not quite lover or hater paradox, but why this strong division of feeling?
A couple of reasons that I found sort of putting this together and talking to so many women and having them contribute. I think first, we've known Hillary Clinton for so long that it's hard not to have strong feelings about her in the way that we have strong feelings about many other politicians we've seen for a long time. And, you know, not that Bernie Sanders hasn't been around for a long time, but in terms of a national presence, he's somewhat new. So is Donald Trump. We haven't had a chance to really parse them as much as we have with Hillary. And I think, for better or worse, when you have women candidates, they're held to a much different standard among men and women. And especially when women look at her, they want her to be perfect in all ways, whatever that definition of perfection means to them. And as I'm sure you can guess, you know, no one can live up to that sort of standard where, you know, everyone wants her to be perfect. And I think that's where some of our criticism comes in. We've waited so long to see someone, a woman who could truly take the White House, and so we sort of want her to be everything. And when she's not, that's somewhat disappointing.
One concern that people have had, both the Republican critics and Bernie Sanders supporters, is kind of the, I guess, the establishment side of Hillary Clinton. People see this exemplified in her attitude toward the email story that's been going on. A new story coming out today, a fundraiser, a supporter for Hillary Clinton, getting an appointment for an International Security Advisory Board when she was Secretary of State. This idea that she's an establishment figure, she's connected to big money people, and in an anti-establishment mood. What do you make of that?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, with very few exceptions, almost everyone in the political world who has been around long enough to have experience has, for lack of a better term, establishment connections, or they have some establishment reputation. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. You want someone who's been around for a long time, who has a lot of experience. I mean, she could certainly hit the ground running in a way no other candidate could in terms of foreign policy and relationships with foreign leaders. But in terms of part of the establishment criticism, I say there's nothing less establishment than having a woman president. We've only ever had men presidents. So on a certain level, that's very not establishment.
Talking to Joanne Bamberger, author of and editor of Love Her, Love Her Not, The Hillary Paradox, about a big week in the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. We'll go to our callers now at 800-642-1234 with Anne on the line in Milwaukee. Anne, hi.
Hi. I seem to be living in a different reality from your guest. I don't think that women are demanding perfection of candidates, but they certainly should demand a lack of corruption and corruption over a long time. In addition, the news media seem to have called California when 2.5 million votes remain uncounted in California, as reported by the Los Angeles Times. Many of these are provisional ballots that, again, with the voter suppression that's occurred throughout this primary season, new voters were frequently given provisional ballots when they should have been given crossover ballots that would have been counted immediately. And LA County alone has 240,000 provisional ballots. That's just LA County.
Gotcha, Anne. I take your points there. And Joanne, a couple common themes we've heard, especially from supporters of Bernie Sanders, that Hillary Clinton is corrupt, that the Democratic primary was the thumbs were on the scales in Hillary Clinton's favor, and that we in the media have been too quick to anoint Hillary Clinton. A lot there, but what do you make of that, Joanne?
Right. Well, I certainly, you know, can't speak to whether the media did or did not call California too early. I know that there are, you know, some issues with the voting, and, you know, I am not in that world of the media, so, you know, I understand that there are issues with that. But in terms of quote-unquote corruption, I have to say that there have been so many instances, so much of this is driven by GOP rhetoric from the Bill Clinton era, when people were trying to pin things on them like Whitewater and Travelgate and all these other gates, and nothing ever came of those. You know, there was never anything proven in terms of any corruption, yet this aura still remains around her because her opponents really still push those ideas. There really hasn't been anything proven against her in terms of any corruption. I know everybody, you know, has their concerns about, you know, the Benghazi hearings and her ties to Wall Street. You know, when we talk about those things, especially Wall Street, we have to look at the ties that pretty much every other candidate on both sides of the political aisle, with the exception of Bernie Sanders, have had over the past years. Barack Obama has had a lot, other Republicans have had, and I'm not saying that's a good thing. But I think it would be a good idea to let's hold everyone to the same standard and not hold her to a higher standard.
And thanks for that call. We'll go next to Troy in Milwaukee. Troy, hi.
Hello. I would just like to say that I'm a Bernie's supporter, and I was hoping Bernie would be the president. I will support Hillary, but I do want to point out one strategy at which I don't know why they're not doing this. If they want to get defeat Trump. What people need to realize is Hillary needs to bring Sanders aboard and put him in charge of trade deals, because a lot of people that are going for Trump, it's over the jobs issue. And they need to expose Trump for one thing, and that is he is going to negotiate those trade deals, but they're going to benefit the capitalists. They're going to benefit the business owners. Sanders is going to negotiate trade deals that are going to benefit unions and labor.
Troy, thanks a lot for the call. Just a few moments left with our guest, Joanna. The idea of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have had some success talking about trade. Is there a lesson there for the Hillary Clinton campaign?
I think it's something that she definitely has to pay attention to. I mean, given the support for Bernie Sanders and the excitement for him, especially around these issues, I am sure she is not going to ignore that. I mean, the AFL-CIO came out and endorsed her today, which is great, but I'm sure that she is not going to let this important issue go. And I know they had a really hard battle between Clinton and Sanders, but I think now that it seems that Hillary will be the nominee, that the Democrats are obviously circling the wagons, coming together, and I am sure they are going to use Senator Sanders in that role and whatever other roles they think would be good for them.
Joanne, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Joanne Bamberger, political journalist, author and editor of Love Her, Love Her Not, The Hillary Paradox. She joins us to talk about the presumptive Democratic nominee.